one can understand that in one of two ways. Either one can understand invoking the phrase, terminology of Rabbeinu Tam, of Heter Nepach Lios Isser, means once you have Tam Kikar, so the Tam now spreads, Tam now permeates, and what used to be a Dovra Mutter is now considered to be a Dovra Aser. That's the nature of Tam Kikar, that a Mamish takes over, it takes control, and takes over the whole Dovra HaMutter. I used to have a pot of chillin and a piece of chazir, and now I have one big giant piece of chazir through and through. Anything that is permeated with tam of chazir, api halacha, is treated like chazir. And that was Rabbeinu Tam took that to the ultimate extreme and said, and therefore Chaimalkas, if you're eating even a kezias of the tarobas, even though between you and me, you clearly did not eat a real physical kezias of chazir, it doesn't matter. The fact that there is chazir in there, and the chillin tastes like chazir, potatoes taste like chazir, Apidin had the Nepal Yosef. So that's one almost extreme way of viewing Tam Kikar. But one can view Tam Kikar as a totally different way. Namely, Tam Kikar doesn't change reality. Tam Kikar doesn't make Heter into Isser. All Tam Kikar simply does is it suspends the regular, otherwise regular rules of Bittul. So normally when a piece of chaza falls into a pot of potato soup, so I should have applied Bittul. Achiram Mahatas. I should have said it's Bottle Barov. But Tam Kikar trumps Bittul. Tam Kikar says the regular rules of Bittul don't apply, and therefore the Chazir is there. I cannot say that the Chazir doesn't exist. The Chazir is there. Therefore, I can't eat the potato soup, because if I eat the potato soup, I am inevitably eating Chazir. Not that I am eating Chazir in every bite, not that every molecule of potato soup is Chazir. That's not true. There's no thing called Heter Nepach Lios Isser. Just the fact that there's Chazir there, that's not Bottle. That in and of itself presents a problem. That's what prevents me from being permitted to eat the potato soup. So two very, very different nuances. At the end of the day, I can't eat the potato soup. Bottom line is, again, we're within the world of deraisas. So even if we accept Tam Kikar's psukim as deraisas, it's still not clear whether Tam Kikar deraisa means that the heta becomes isser, or whether all the heta does is simply say, I'm sorry, all the tam does is simply say the heta doesn't have the ability to be mevatel the isser. So at the end of the day, you can't eat it, but the Isser is not all shame the entire Heter. The Isser is only all shame the Isser itself. So that nuance, that lumdus of what the details, what the parameters of Tam Kikar are, is going to play out Lamaisa for us, but we just want to get a little bit more clarity in the Rishonim, what they have to say about this topic. So in the 17th of the Mar Mekomos, on this page in the Mar Mekomos, in the Sugya, the 17th of the Mar Mekomos, Ches poses almost like an innocent question in the Sugya. The Rashba takes almost like a step back and say, you know, we've been learning Tam Kikar for a week already. It's Friday morning. It's kedai to pose the following question, says the Rashba. The kashyalon, the chol duchta midaraisa, chad betrei batil. Says the Rashba, I don't understand. We all know there's a din of chad betrei batil. We all know there's a din of bittul barov. We've derived it from Dayanim, Achiram Hatas. We've said it over so many times. The midaraisa is a principle of bittul barov. The imke. How could you ever have a case of Tam Kikar? Isn't every Tam Kikar almost by definition, there's a roll of the heter? What does Tam Kikar mean? I have a big, big, big pot of potato soup and a little piece of chaza fell in, and Nebuch, the goy tells me they can taste the chaza. Nebuch, I don't have shishim. I don't have shishim, but I have rov. Obviously, I have rov. What's the shah? Of course, I have rov. I have many, many, many times rov. So comes the Rashba and says, how can, on the one hand, there be a din of Rov, which seems to be a din that controls Kol HaTorah Kula? On the other hand, there's a parsha of Tam Kikar. How do these two dinim live together? How can, on the one hand, the Torah tell us Acharav Mahatos? On the other hand, the Torah tells us there's a din of Tam Kikar. But says the Rashba, to make the question even worse, even if you're going to buy into those Rishonim who say, the Tam Kikar Min HaTorah requires a much higher concentration. Again, we spoke so much about this earlier in the week. Even according to the Machmirim, whoever they were, or the Mekil, whoever you want to call them, or even according to those who say that Tam Kikar requires a much, much higher amount. The Rambam, the Rabbi Chaim quoted in the Rush, those who show will say, Tam Kikar Min HaTorah doesn't apply to a mere Tam. Tam Kikar Min HaTorah doesn't apply to the Goy simply tasting. Tam Kikar Min HaTorah requires a much higher ratio of kezias to chaspas, but acharei kichlois hakol, it's still going to be bittul barov. So Frank the Rashba, same question, what happened to bittul barov? Answers the Rashba the following. Umitartzinan, The e amrinan chad betrei bottom midaraisa. When do we say that there's a principle of chad betrei bottom in a Torah? Dafka de kaima isura ba'api nafsha v'teira bi'api nafshe. That parsha of Rov was said when the Dabra Osir is sitting on its own and the Dabra Mutter is sitting on its own. I have my famous three salamis. Two salamis are kosher, one salami is treif. All the labels are taken off and I can't tell which is which. Then the treif salami is batel. You don't give ben agidim, ben abeitzim, shahet lo kibol tamen isser. The cave of the Yisroel Minkara, as long as the Dover also is not Nikra, it's not recognizable, Batl Barov, that's the Pasha Batl Barov. Al-Zen Nehmer Batarech Ram Mahathas. Aval-Zat Rashba, in contrast, when you have Tam Kikar, this is your problem. Aval-Kashikiba Lahet there, Tama Isser. But when the Dover Mutter receives taste of Isser, Nasekol Isser, why? Shere Nikaru V'yadua B'chol Lahet there. Comes Rashba and says that whenever you have tam, that's called nikar iser. That's ki'ilu, the iser is recognizable, even though we know it's not really recognizable. It's not recognizable like the salami that has a label on it. If I have three salamis on the table, two of them say Ibel Zenheim and one of them says boar's head, nobody in their right mind would say it's botel berov. That's a joke. That's a farce. If it's nikar la'ayin, it's not subject to bittul. Comes Rashba and he says, well, you could have other kinds of Nika lion as well. Nika doesn't only mean la'ayin, because Baruch Hu granted us, gifted us with many, many different tastes, many, many different senses. So there's the sense of seeing, there's the sense of tasting. If something is Nika latam, it's Nika to the taste buds, alzeh gam ke nemar, that's Nika. Nika just means it's noble. I have knowledge of where that it's here. I know this is here. Either I know this is here because I see it, or I know this is here because I can taste it, says the Rashba, but that's also categorized as Nikar HaIsser, and once it's Nikar HaIsser, there's Ois Bittol. Bittol is presupposing that there's a Taroves. When you have Nikar HaIsser, then by definition there's no Taroves. But there's no Taroves, then Mamel, there's no Bittol. So what the Rashba basically just told us is that what Tam Ki'ika really is all about is an unraveling, an undoing of Bittol. It gets to the heart and soul of Bittol because it undermines the status of the Taroves. The absolute antidote to a tarobis is when you have nikar iser. So once you have nikar iser, there's no tarobis, no bittul. That's what Tam Kikar is all about. So according to the Rashba's Lomdus, one could conclude that Tam Kikar is really no more than that. Tam Kikar just means that bittul is not playing out. There is no bittul. It's menias a bittul, no more, no less. That does not translate to mean that nase hetel lios iser. That doesn't force me to assume the more radical pshat in Tam Kikar that the whole hetel becomes nefach lios iser. You don't have to say that. Maybe the Rashba did or did not say that. I don't know, but there's no need to say it. Just because once you have the idea that the bittul is unraveled and that's the reason why Tam Kikar was a problem, there's no need to fall onto a new chiddush. There's no need to be mechadash a new vart that Tam Kikar changes the very essence of the Dabra Mutter. And the Yama says that, although the Rashba says it explicitly, l'chora, we would have guessed that this is the Shitas HaRambam as well. Because if you remember back when we discussed the intricacies of Tam Kikar, the Rambam had two chiddushim for us. The Rambam told us that, let's see if we can find back that the Rambam again, back in the Mar Makomos, it was the 11th of the Mar Makomos. So the 11th of the Mar Makomos, in the third halacha of the Rambam, third piece in the Rambam defines for you what's the ratio of Tam Ki'ikar min HaTorah. Ketzadu Mamosha, what is an example of something that's going to give you a Malkus min HaTorah? So first of all, the Rambam says, Kion Shohoyim min HaChelev Kezayis B'chosh Shosh Beis min HaTorah. The Rambam sighs with those who shown him who say you need a higher ratio. You need Kezayis B'techelev Pras. But then the Rambam says more than that. Once you have that ratio, says the Rambam, im ocham in agris in ha'elu kishalosh beitzim, once you have the ratio, point number one, and then you eat the entire mixture, whole v'yesh ben kezayis ben achel, so by definition you ate a kezayis, then like it, sherei tama isa v'mashakayim. So the Rambam had two chidushim. The Rambam said that number one, in order for Tam Kikar to work with a Torah, you have to have the proper ratio. And then number two, you have to eat enough of that ratio to consume a kezayis b'chlechlis bras. If you simply take a kezayis of the entire soup, but don't eat the entire gimel beitzim, the entire pras of the soup, then you're not going to be chayim malchus. So it is clear that the Rambam is not a very big believer in hetter nefesh leos iser. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once you have tam kiyuda that kicks in, you're chayiv al kol kezayis u'kezayis shebel. You're chayiv on the smallest amount. As long as you ate 8 kezayis of the whole mixture, you're chayiv malchus. According to the Rambam, that is not true. So l'chayiv, from the fact that the Rambam said it is not true, that seems to place the Rambam in the Rashba's camp. It seems to put the Rambam with the same type of lumbus, the same type of understanding, that the nuance of tam kiyuda is not really, in a process, that's not really what's going on. What's really going on is simply menias habitl. What's going on is simply that the bitl isn't going to work. And if the bitl is not going to work, so I have to still reckon with the yisr. But therefore, I have to eat so much of the taroves to make sure that it is eyes of the yisr. So without knowing anything else about the Rambam, I would have guessed that the Rambam probably accepts the lomdus of the Rashba, that tam kiyuda is fundamentally the equivalent of menias habitl. But we do know a little bit more about the Rambam. And there is something else that the Rambam...
Can I interrupt?
Sure, of course.
I'm confused by one thing here. The whole issue of Achoiram Lahados comes from Dayonim, who are considering a case. Right. And in that case, we clearly know who the minority opinions are.
Very good. Every Dayonim is Nikar.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Brandt, I'll have to respond in one of two ways. Either I'll say that we have to now talk for an hour to answer that kasha, which may be true, or I'm going to say we have to put the kasha on hold. So I'll make a pshar, I'll make a compromise, okay? Let's finish up this Rambam's piece, okay? And then, Blinad, I want to come back to your kasha. And if I don't get to that kasha today, you got to remind me on Tuesday to get back to that kasha, because that is a fundamental question. It's a very, very subtle question. I think we have a beam. I think we have a possible mahal to answer that question. But we'll try to put that on answer. So you're putting him officially in charge of reminding me after we finish the round to get back to that question. That's a really long answer. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. So again, so we're trying to analyze the Rambam, and we think we're kind of guessing, we hope what we think the Rambam's going to say, but we have to open the Rambam and take a look. So take a look at the Rambam, the 18th of the Maamar Kamos, and the Rambam tells us as follows. V'imhaya bosa v'cholav, o'yayin nesech, v'yayin orla, v'kili akerem, any of the above kinds of foods, either your bosa v'cholav, your tray for wine, your orla dika wine, your kili akerem, anything, Shenofel l'dvash, they fell into a container of honey. Oh, besides shkatzim v'ramasim, shenizbashlim hayerek v'chayetzben, or we have chazir and nevelos and treifos. Any example, the Rambam is going across the board. Any possible example of non-kosher food that gets cooked together with vegetables. Again, we always give our example of potato soup. I guess the Rambam probably never saw potato. I think potatoes exist in that part of the world at the time. So the Rambam talks this bash mayara. It's all the same thing. Any case whatsoever of treifus, treifa wine, basa b'chalav, nevelos of treif, gets mixed into any kosher food. This is the protocol, says the Rambam. Toimo son ha'akum. You give it to a non-Jew to taste. Now, again, this is the Rambam talking about the perfect world where we're relying on the te'imas kfeila, te'ima of the goy. Gemara says, never, if you don't have a goy, then you rely on shishim. And then again, we for technical reasons, we don't use the goy of the taste anymore. So we always go for the secondary plan. But the Rambam's following the Lashon Gemara. First plan, the optimal plan, is you have a goy taste. The same chenapiv, and you rely on the goy. And what exactly are you asking the goy? The Rambam's very careful. The Rambam tells you, Omer, the goy says as follows, Ein beitam. I don't taste anything, says the guy. The guy says, come on, Rabbi, you're kidding. I don't taste any chazrin here at all. It's just potato soup to me. Baruch Hashem, we're good to go. Oh, the guy may give you another answer that would also be okay, that would also permit the food. Oh, Shamar, yesh baitam, umitam rahu. The guy will say to you that, yes, I do taste it. I taste that chazir. You know what? The interaction between the chazir and the potato soup, or the chazir and the honey, or the bas b'cholov into the other food is mixed in, it tastes, but that is not so good. Tam ra, v'harei pagmai, and therefore that tray for tam has given off bad taste. So I taste it, says the guy, but it doesn't taste too good. Hakol mutar, That's okay. That's mutter. That's fine. Why? Because that's called nosin tam lefgam. So we spoke about this also many times. The Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah that whenever you have a bad tasting food, even though it's technically treif, it becomes transformed to become mutter, because that's the gzeres hakos of losochel kol nevela. Nevela ru'i l'ger asura, she'enu ru'i l'ger in asura. Since the Torah says, don't eat nevelas, but give it to the goyim to eat, implying that if it's not edible, it's not nevela altogether. So nevela she'enu ru'i l'ger is kosher. So comes around and says, when we ask the non-Jew for his input into this tarobes, we're asking him for one of two results. Either we would like to hear that he doesn't taste anything, that's great. And just in case he says he tastes something, that's still not the end of the world, because it may be that he tastes something bad. If he tasted and it tastes good, then we're in trouble. So then comes around and says that that's a technical detail in terms of nosa dam of gam. If it's a type of gam that's going to eventually turn to be better, that would be a problem. There's no goy, then you just do what you got to do. And in terms of being mishar shishim, whatever the appropriate numbers. But the Rambam, what we have to extract is the Rambam gave us two examples that will be matter this tarovus aydei timas goy. Either through no time at all, says the guy, or through a time, albeit a time, the nice time, lifka. Now, let's look at all the examples that the Rambam gave us. The Rambam spoke about Bas B'cholov, the Rambam spoke about Yayin Nesech, the Rambam spoke about Orla, Kerem, Shkot Shurmasim, the Rambam's covering all bases. Not so fast, not so simple. We spoke about this earlier on this year. The Gemara tells us, way, way back in Maseches Pesachim, in the second Perek, the Gemara tells us that the regular rules of Shaloi Kederech Achila, say for example, a person eats a raw piece of chaylev, so he's not chayev malchus, not chayev kares for that. Shaloi Kederech Achila is a poter min haTorah. I didn't say it's mutal lechatchila min haTorah, it's a poter min haTorah. If you eat Shaloi Kederech Achila, the Gemara says that the dinim of Shaloi Kederech Achila break down in any area of halacha that the Torah doesn't say the magic word achila. So when it comes to nevelis and treifis and chelem and dam, all those cases, the Torah says don't eat. Eating means normal eating. But those areas of halacha where the Torah presents us and formulates an isser achila without using the magic word achila, then all bets are off. Then the heter of shel kederech does not kick in. What are some good examples of cases where the Torah prohibits things but doesn't use the magic words achila? So the Gemara sings that in Pesachim, Chavdal and Chavei, two cases. One is Vasa B'cholov, doesn't say achila, it says Losa Vashel, Tershu Apet tells me, Vashel means achila, but doesn't say the word achila. And number two, Kili Akerem, when I mix together, I plant together wheat and barley and grapes, the resulting produce is Asa min haTorah b'achila v'ano. The Torah doesn't say achila, the Torah says Petikta Shemaleya, Tukadesh, Old Russia, that I'm not allowed to eat, not allowed to be nana from the Kili. The Gemara, the buck stops here. The Torah doesn't say achila, then there's no heter of Shaloi Kederech Achila. Comes Reb Chaim in his Chidushim in the Rambam and poses a huge challenge. Comes Reb Chaim and says, if the heter of Shaloi Kederech Achila doesn't apply, and the dinim of Nosin Tam of Gam, Reb Chaim is assuming a part of the halachas of Shaloi Kederech Achila. That's a huge chiddush, a big machlokes acharonim, but we're going to take Reb Chaim for a moment. Reb Chaim's working with the assumption that if the halachas of Shaloi Kederech Achila break down, the halachas of Nosin Tam of Gam break down. There is no heter of Nosin Tam of Gam for Bas B'cholov. There is no heter of Nosin Tam of Gam for Kili HaKerem. If I have a cheeseburger, it's also treif ben haTorah, and I leave it out in the sun, and it turns rotten and spoiled, it's still also ben haTorah to eat. If I take a piece of chazer and leave it out in the sun, and it gets spoiled, it's mutter ben haTorah to eat. Manishtan chazer from Bas B'cholov says, Reb Chaim, simple. If chazir is a lashon achila lo sochlu, and therefore shloch deachila is mutter. Bas B'chol doesn't say achila, therefore shloch deachila is aser. But kili akerem, it doesn't say achila. Correct Reb Chaim, yes Reb Chaim on this Rambam. If that's true, that there's no heter of shloch deachila, and there's no heter of nosin tam of gam by Bas B'chol and by kili akerem, what is the Rambam talking about in the 80th of the Ramakrims? What in the world does the Rambam mean in Mechalas Asurah Pek Tetzvav L'Chalamin when the Rambam says, if the goy simply reports back, Nosa Dam of Gam, we have dinner for tonight, we're good to go. But the Rambam gave examples of Bas B'cholov and Kili HaKerem. The Rambam Shepi Fereshim, Hoya Bas B'cholov, or Kili HaKerem, Shnafel Advash. The Rambam describes, so if your Kili HaKerem falls into your honey, it gives off a bad taste into the honey, The Rambam says, great, wonderful, Baruch Hashem, for the nice of Tam of Gam. We're dealing with areas of halachas that Nosa Tam of Gam do not apply to. Nosa Tam of Gam doesn't govern, doesn't help you, doesn't assist you in Vos B'cholop, and Kelei Kiyam, there's no Lashon Achila. So what in the world is the Rambam talking about? Says Reb Chaim, the following Yisrael, it says Reb Chaim is Chedush in the Rambam, that if you have a piece of Bas Mechalov, a Chatichas Bas Mechalov, you have a cheeseburger sitting on the table, it's Asar, and I put it out in the sun, it sits there for a week, it's Le'olam B'Yisura Oymed. It's still like the Nisa Deraisa cheeseburger. Those in Tam of Gam from today to tomorrow is not going to help. You have Kiliyah Kerem, put it out in the sun, it spoils. Sits there for 6 months, it spoils. It's the Olam Yisura. I mean, it's awesome, and I told you to eat it because it doesn't say Lashon Achila. But, says Reb Chaim, if you take a little piece of Bas Mechalov and you throw it into a big mixture, take a slice of my cheeseburger, throw it into a big, big pot of potato soup, or I take a little bit of Kiliyah Kerem and throw it into a barrel of dvash, I'm not paskining a shayla and huchas Bas Mechalov anymore. I'm not paskining a shayla and huchas Kiliyah Kerem anymore. I'm passing the shayla on tam of Bas Mechalov. I'm passing the shayla on tam of Kereke. Frek of Chaim Yishlachar. When you're passing the shayla on tam, ki ikur Bas Mechalov, is that a Bas Mechalovic shayla? Or is that a new Isser? The Isser Bas Mechalov is over. The Isser Bas Mechalov is history. You know why? Believe it or not, Karam al-Hattas. Bas Mechalov is batel. Hello, what? I'm asking a new question. I want to know what's the difference. Forget about Bas Mechalov. Bas Mechalov is long gone. I'm passing a Tam Kikr Shaila. What's the difference? This Tam Kikr tells her anyway. What's the difference? Says Chaim makes all the difference in the world. Bas Mechalov, it doesn't say Losh and Achila, but Tam Kikr it does. Chomishra said Avil Yishtet says Losh and Achila and Shtia. The Isurim, that the engine that's driving the Isur of Tam Kikr, if the name of the Isur is Tam Kikr, then it's subject to all the Pturim of Shalakadar Achila. So if we're passing a Bas Mechalov to Kishayla, our hands are tied. But Kozbam, we're not passing Bas Mechalov, we're passing Tam Kikr. So then we are eligible for the Ptua, for the Heter of Nais and Tam of Gam. So says Reb Chaim, it's exactly what the Rambam's talking about. Rambam says, Hoya Bas Mechalov shenofel advash. The Bas Mechalov falls into a big, big barrel of honey. So the Bas Mechalov itself is long gone. It's history. It's finished. It's Bottle Barayv. Alawat. Nebuch, you have a Tam Kikr Shaila, you have to rep with Tam Kikr Deraisa. Says the Rambam, for Tam Kikr Shaila, you can go fall back on the regular rules of is it Nifso Me'achila or not? Once it's Nifso Me'achila, once it's Shlok Me'achila, then you're allowed to avail yourself of the Ptur, of the Veil of Shiril Lager, of Nifso Me'achila's Adam, Shlok Me'achila, you can avail yourself of all those Eterim, because the Isra of Tam Kikr is written below Shin Achila. But the question is, wait a second, not so simple. Is that true? I started out with a piece of Bas Mechalov, and now the Bas Mechalov is in a mixture, and now I just declared that I have a problem with Tam Kikr. So Zokir B'chan Yesh Lachkor, what is the nature of the Yisr? Is this a Tam Kikr Shaila, or is this a Bas Mechalov Shaila? What's the answer to that question, Rabbi Say? It depends on what we said before. What is Tam Kikr doing or not doing? If Tam Kikr is simply a Menias HaBittel, if the yisod of Tam Kikr is Menias HaBittel, it's unraveling the Bittel, that means basically the Dover also is now here in front of me. It's like Nikra Isser, it's like a salami with a label on it. If the Rashba's Moshe was right, that's Nikra Isser. This is not a new Shaila. This is not a brand new Shaila. This is a Bas Mechalov Shaila. That means the Bas Mechalov has never bought them. The Kiliyah Kerem has never bought them. That's Ochen Bey, that's terrible for us. Because if the Bas Mechalov and Kiliyah Kerem never bought them, so then we're passing a Bas Mechalov Kiliyah Kerem Shaila. If we're passing a Bas Mechalov / Kiliyah Kerem Shaila, then we are subject to the rule of Shalom Kedar Achila being Asar. And then the Rambam's Hector of Nestam of Gam is going to fall by the wayside. Zakrib Chaim, obviously the Rambam doesn't buy into this Rashba. Obviously the Rambam understood that whenever you pass it a Tam Kikr Shaila, the original Shaila is long gone. Bas Mechalov is history. It's Bokal B'Rayv. Eloah, we have a new Shaila. The new Shaila is not a Bas Mechalov Shaila. The new Shaila is a Tam Kikr Shaila. There's a new Chiddush HaTorah called Hetter Nebuch Nesisar. There's a new brand new concept called Tam Kikr. It's a brand new topic in Halacha. Not part of the original Isser. And that new topic in Halacha happens to have a Lashon Achila attached to it. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, good news. Therefore, the guy reporting that the food doesn't taste good, it went good to go. So that's Shtichot Torah of Reb Chaim to explain this Rambam doesn't seem to fit 100% of what we thought the Rambam should have said. We thought from the fact that the Rambam is talking a language of Menias HaBitbol, the fact that the Rambam back in Marmachim 11 said, they have to eat the entire picture, the entire Taros Rosh B'chai Malchus. We thought that was very, very much in sync with the Rashba, and now we're getting different vibes from the Rambam. So, again, we're not quite sure what the Rambam Sheet is. We know that this is a loaded question. We know this is a very, very important question. This is the Yisoda Yisoda's Lomdish question of Tam Kikar. Is Tam Kikar ultimately just a Menias HaBitbol, and it's just the old Isser coming back to life, subject to the regular rules and regulations, Chumas and Kulz of the old Isser? Or do I say no? Tam Kikar means the old Isser is over history, and now we're talking a new language, subject to the rules and regulations that govern Tam Kikar. So the Rashba is taking one stand on the matter. Other Rishonim probably disagree with the Rashba, and the Rambam, we're getting a little bit of mixed messages from the Rambam, what the Rambam holds about this time. And the just in response, we'll try to give a little bit of a kitzur response, at least to start the response, to rinse that as an aura, is that, pose the question, you know, the Rashba said, whenever you have Nikar Ha'isser, that's done, that unravels every bittel's over. The Chor, it's a very, very big problem, because the original source of bittel Barov was Dayonim, and Ein Lecha Nikar Godem Mizeh. So, the kitzur, we'll talk about it a little bit now, and then we may elaborate upon it, because it's going to come up again in Bittel Barov down the line in a couple of sugyas. I think the Yisoda Dover is as follows, that why is it that Nikar Ha'isser unravels the Taroides? Why is that? What's the problem with Nikar Ha'isser? So I think the problem Nikar Ha'isser means is that Nikar Ha'isser forces us to look at each one on its own merits. Namely, the whole notion of Taroides means that this is a unit, all the pieces are connected. What's the connection? Why is the Abel's and Hyman Salami connected to the Boar's Head Salami? What's the Shemayim and Zetzel Zeh? What makes them connected? What makes them form and merge into one unit that we can begin to call it a Tarovis? What makes it form a unit is that they're sitting next to each other, and I can't tell which is which. So since I can't tell which is which, they won't kind of lose their, they don't have their own distinct characteristics anymore. So they fuse together to become one unit. The minute that there's a label on the salamis, that each salami has its own merits. So this is one salami, and there's another salami, another salami. When you have three salamis, there's no shaykhus or no busfa taravis. Taravis, by definition, means it's a big hefkevel, it's a big mix, and we can't, a big mess. We can't tell what's what. But if I can tell what's what, then I don't really have a shaykhus one to another. But sometimes they have situations in halacha where, of course, they have shaykhus to one another. Nikar is a way of measuring whether there's a shaykhus to one another. If it's Nikar, then there's no connection. If it's Ois Nikar, then there is a connection. But there are some things in Halacha that are, by definition, connected to one another. They are actually functioning together as a unit because the Halacha declares they're a unit. And a good example of three items or three people that are a unit, whether we like it or not, is Beis Din. Did Imam Mishra Shloisha? The Chiddush HaTorah of a Beis Din, Dinei Mamnas B'Shloisha, you have three Dayanim sitting on a case together. They are in this together, whether we like it or not, whether they're a unit or not, whether they're Nikar or not Nikar, they are a unit. And as a unit, we can apply Rove. So it's not the pshat that Nikar Isser is an absolute death knell for... Nikar Isser is not the absolute antithesis of a Bittel Barov. What Nikar is a barometer. Nikar is a way to measure whether things are connected or not. If we have some external reason to believe that the items are connected, so then we know they're Taroivis and finished. The Yonim are always connected because the Torah connects them because they're halachically considered to be one unit. And therefore, even though as strange as it may sound, the original source for Bittel Barov is from a case that's quote-unquote Nikar. Yes, it's true that we do recognize the Dayanim, but that doesn't bother me because Nikar in and of itself is not the Kiveya. Nikar itself is not the game of a lack of Bittel. The real game of the lack of Bittel is the fact that the items have to be separated and spread apart and now each one apart from one another. But whenever we can combine the items, either through not Nikar, like in the case of the Salamis, or through the halachic mechanism of Dinei Mamnas B'Shloisha, which forces us to view them as one unit, either one of those two options will create the Chalei Shev of Taravis, and once there's a Din of Taravis, then Bittel Barov Ram Mahatis kicks in. So strange as it may sound, that the case of Salami, the original Bittel Barov, is not even similar to the original Bittel Barov. It is similar. It's different in the sense one is nikar, one is not, but the underlying premise is the same. The yesoda davar is that nikar isn't necessary for its own merits. Nikar is just a way of declaring whether it is or is not considered to be a unit. If I can figure out that it's a unit on its own, so that I'm entitled to apply the principle of bittul, even though it's technically, physically nikar l'ayin. So that was a kitza nimritz version of to respond to Mr. Brennstatter's question. Hopefully when we get to the sugyas of bittul merov a little bit further down the line of yavish b'yavish, we'll try to elaborate upon this yesod as well. So we could basically almost sum up the sugya of Tam Kikar with a few basic questions that just keep on repeating themselves. We wanted to know, is Tam Kikar deraisa derabanan? At the end of the day, it boiled down to machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim. If you assume Tam Kikar is deraisa, is it always deraisa? Depends on big machlokes Rishonim, whether you need kazayas techlis bras, or you don't need a Rabbeinu Tam and others. If it's deraisa, does it translate to be malchus? So that depends on, is it an issur essay, is it not an issur essay, is it issur kapachayimah, mematzino? It could potentially be deraisa, even without necessarily having the onesh connected to it. We saw Tam Kikar plays out in terms of not just Isurim, but it can now impact on mitzvahs. It can work with kula also possibly. And that was the whole sugya of matz that we spent so much time on the previous year. How that plays out in terms of bavlis and rishalmis and Tam Kikar and greyer, everything we spoke about previously. And then we have this, in a sense, the final point of Tam Kikar. Even assuming Tam Kikar is deraisa, is it just undermining the bittul, or is it perhaps doing more than that? Which touches on this fundamental chakiv Reb Chaim. When we look at something that's also Mishum Tam Kikar, do we view it as a brand new Isser, or do we view it just as simply restating of the previous Isser Nafkaminas, whether we bring back some of the previous Klala Mishlakadarach, or we view it to its own on its own merit? So again, we got a little bit of an overview. Obviously, Tam Kikar is one of the Yesodistic Sugyas and all these Sugyas that we're learning this year. So we try to at least get the Rashi Prachim in terms of the Sugya, hopefully, Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday. So we begin the next Sugya. Everyone, hopefully that gentleman should stay well and have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos and keep up just taking all the advice of all the wonderful, wonderful doctors who are telling us what to do and what not to do. Everyone should stay put and stay home and stay safe and stay healthy. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless all of us and should continue to go as strong in our Libra Torah. Okay? Yeah. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
A quick question in regard to the Rambam.
Yeah.
It would seem that the Rambam also holds... It would be a whole like Rashi that Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanan, because the Rambam says that the only time you chayiv is if you eat a whole kezayis. No, even by the kezayis b'chdei les pras, he requires you to eat the whole mixture.
Right, you have to double right. So the Rambam has a unique sheet that the Rambam holds that if and when you have that ratio, then you have a deraisa problem.
Right.
But that's still time. That's a deraisa of Tam Kikar, because if it would have been Rove, I'm sorry, if it would have been Mimbamino, that would have been Mutta Minator Legamri. Because if not for the fact that it's a no same time, that's Mimishen Amino, it would have been Batel Barov, and it would have been Mutadid everything. So the Rambam also subscribes to Tam Kikar being a deraisa, but in a very, very limited sense. You need the ratio, then you have to eat the whole thing. So it's a very, very watered down Tam Kikar. But Rashi holds even after the Rabbanan. Rashi holds even after everything's Batel Barov. So Rashi is one step even past the Rambam. Uh-huh. Okay, Shavuot a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and Shavuot will be in touch with the Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Happy Shabbos, Rebbe.
Take care. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.